This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia escalated attacks on Ukrainian cities Wednesday as the two sides claimed control of a strategic city and expressed willingness to resume talks to end the nearly week-long war. Moscow said Wednesday it had seized control of Kherson, a port city with 250,000 people on the Black Sea, a claim that was disputed by Ukrainian presidential adviser Alexei Aristoyich, who said the city had not yet fallen and Ukrainians continue to defend it. The most recent airstrikes Wednesday hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city and home to 1.5 million people. An attack there destroyed a police building in the city's center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. Ukrainian officials and human rights groups maintain that Russian forces have also used cluster bombs or cluster munitions in strikes on Kharkiv and elsewhere in Ukraine. Cluster munitions are rockets, bombs, and other projectiles that spin as they fly, scattering small bomblets which hit a wide area indiscriminately. In an Associated Press interview, British military technology expert Justin Bronk says cluster munitions create a dangerous situation in areas where they're used, even if they do not initially detonate.
You end up with these scattered, unexploded munitions all over cities, which, of course, people then either accidentally sort of step on or disturb. Children often pick them up.
Bronk says despite denials from Moscow, there is solid evidence Russia has used cluster munitions in its attacks on Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia reported its military casualties for the first time Wednesday, saying nearly 500 of its troops have been killed and almost 1,600 wounded during the invasion. Ukraine insisted Russia's losses were far greater, but did not immediately disclose its own casualties. This is VOA News.